The Moose Jaw Warriors looked like a team on a mission on Tuesday night. Despite enduring a slow start against the Winnipeg Ice in Game 3 of their Western Hockey League Eastern Conference Final at the Moose Jaw Event Center, the Warriors rallied with a pair of second-period goals and had an answer for everything Winnipeg threw at them in the third, going on to an 8-4 victory. The win gives the Warriors a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series, with the always-crucial Game 4 set for Wednesday night. Winnipeg carried the play in the Warriors' zone most of the first 5 minutes, and they were able to break through with a pair of quick goals starting at the 7-minute mark. Zach Ostapchuk was the beneficiary of some good work along the boards by Zach Benson, eventually taking a setup from Connor Geeky and using plenty of space and time to put home the game's opening goal at 7:07. 11 seconds later, Brilly Wood was in the right place to put home a Valdislav Shiloh rebound, and Winnipeg had the early 2-0 lead. A Warriors power play a minute after that goal saw the home team get one back, with Ryder Korchak putting home a rebound off a Braden Yeager shot in close at 8:45. Just under 2 minutes later, another Moose Jaw power play saw things all tied up. Jagr Furkus got off a howitzer of a one-timer from the left face-off circle off a feed from Korchak, ringing the shot off the crossbar top corner and in. An impressive shift led by some solid forechecking by Atlee Calvert helped further turn momentum in the Warriors' favor, and a neutral zone turnover would lead to Lyndon Lakovic finding space in the ice zone. The 16-year-old forward would use a screen to put a shot home low glove side, and the Warriors had a 3-2 edge with 5:08 to play in the opening frame. The lead wouldn't last the period, though, as a scramble in the Warriors' zone led to a redirected puck finding Shiloh at the side of the net for an open shot into the Moose Jaw goal at 17:06. Moose Jaw regained the lead midway through the second, and it was once again the product of hard work in the Winnipeg zone. Calvert forced a turnover in behind the net and got the puck to Korchak at the side of the net, with his feet out front setting up Eric Aleri to flip the puck over Mason Bupit from the top of the crease. The goal came in Aleri's first game back in the lineup after missing the previous 3 games with an upper body injury. Only 54 seconds later, it was a 5-3 Warrior lead. A shot from the point by Denton Matichuk dropped in behind Bupit, and Lakovic was in the right spot to poke it over the blue line with 8:14 to play in the second. Winnipeg looked to get back into things with an early third-period power play, but shortly after the man advantage ended, the Warriors would make it 6-3. A 3-on-1 break led to Cosmo Wilson poking home the rebound off a Tate Schoeffer shot 4:14 into the final frame. Knowing of Winnipeg's firepower, the Warriors kept coming, and Martin Rysavy would extend the lead to 4 goals by finishing off a 2-on-1 with Furkus with 9:46 to play. 9 seconds later, it was back to a 3-goal edge, as Josh Metternach jumped on a turnover by Warriors goaltender Connor Unger and put a shot into the open net. The Warriors wouldn't let up, though, and Furkus took advantage of a bad turnover by Winnipeg's Carson Lambos in front of the net before putting a shot home 5-hole to make it an 8-4 Warriors lead with 3:59 to play. That would mark the end of the offense on the night, and the Warriors would have their win. Unger capped his evening with 25 saves while Daniel Hauza had 5 stops in 14:52 of work for Winnipeg before Bupit made 12 stops the rest of the way. Braden Yeager, who earlier in the day was revealed as the 11th-ranked North American skater for the 2023 NHL entry draft, had a stellar night playing setup man, finishing with 4 assists and moving up to 5th in playoff scoring with 5 goals and 14 points in 7 games. Furkus on a similar run and is 3rd in scoring with 7 goals and 15 points in the same span. The two teams are right back in action on Wednesday night for Game 3, with puck drop at 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.